Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, it'll be partly sunny but windy and cold, and the temperatures we have now, those are going to be falling toward the mid-20s by this afternoon. Currently in Kenosha, 41 degrees. It's 39 in Burlington, 42 Milwaukee, 41 in Racine. Last night, the Kenosha County Board failed to authorize issuing more than $13 million in bonding for capital improvement projects in next year's budget. County Executive Jim Cruiser described it as a couple of supervisors trying to create a little mischief. The board adopted the overall 2018 operating budget without debate. Then they decided to approve $2 million in bonding for grants to the Kenosha Area Business Alliance for some economic development projects. Then came the 17-4 vote on the resolution that authorized the infrastructure bonding, including funding for roads and highway improvements. 18 votes were needed for passage on that resolution. Afterward, there was an attempt by one supervisor to change his vote to call for reconsideration. Supervisor Terry Rose, though, suggested the board should adjourn, allow the Finance Committee to come up with a different resolution on this.
And present it to you either at the next regular meeting or, I would suggest, a special meeting. And you can figure that date and time out, but it would be fairly soon. And I promise that we would have a special Finance Committee meeting sometime next week.
County Executive Cruiser noting that none of the supervisors who voted against the bonding offered any changes to the budget to reduce the total on the issues. City of Racine Plan Commission supports conditional use permits for a couple of storefront churches on opposite sides of town, each facility to incorporate a business component that'll meet the zoning requirement. James Ford with the Vine Media Group and Vine Ministry said they need more space than their uptown location currently has provided the past 5 years. They went looking and they found 3433 Douglas Avenue, which used to be a church and at one time was a pharmacy many years ago.
We'll be able to offer various forms of graphic services to the people in that community, to the businesses along that community. Not only do we do graphics, we do t-shirts, banners, logos, all of those sort of things. And then Sunday and a couple of days during the week, we'll have, you know, our worship service.
The other location, 2200 Lathrop Avenue. That's mainly on the south side of that one-time furniture store building, which also still houses a daycare facility on the north side. That'll be next to what Pastor Charles Dahl says will be the Keys to the Kingdom Church.
We're looking to make this move to get further into the community where most of our members are coming from. And we think we can reach out and do a better job of serving the community by getting over to where they are.
Deputy Development Director Matt Sadowski noted that both storefront churches, while they have different additional components to their plans, those do meet the city's requirements.
As with these types of uses in the commercial districts, they are permitted on the ground floor with a conditional use permit so that it can and include some type of commercial or activity throughout the day to maintain activity within the commercial district.
Both conditional use requests unanimously supported by the City Plan Commission. No discussion. It was sent on to the Common Council for a final vote in a couple of weeks. The contract between the state of Wisconsin and Foxconn will be signed tomorrow afternoon in Racine by Governor Walker and company executive Terry Goh. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation Board approving the deal after adding some job requirements to that $3 billion incentive package.
The fine line was to find a way to balance the needs of the company with the needs of the state.
That is State Development Secretary Mark Hogan. Democratic Milwaukee Senator Tim Carpenter voted against it. So did Eau Claire Democratic Representative Dana Wachs. He's a candidate, of course, for governor. Kenosha Unified may soon relax its policy on student cell phone usage. A committee is proposing that students be allowed to use their cell phones between classes and during lunch. A recent survey of Kenosha Unified high school and middle school administrators found mixed support for the changes. At the moment, phones and other mobile devices are banned altogether during the school day unless they are incorporated use for instructional purposes. The matter is to be discussed at a school board committee meeting next Tuesday night. And older teenagers in Wisconsin would be allowed to drink alcohol under a bill introduced by three Republican lawmakers to lower the state's drinking age to 19. Supporters believe it could save taxpayers hundreds of thousands of dollars on enforcement of the state's drinking laws. Not supporting it, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, however. And there's the real possibility Wisconsin could lose federal highway funding if the state lowered the drinking age from 21, that based on a law that was passed back in 1984. Nearly two dozen charges filed against the man accused in that violent home invasion in Summers last month. 52-year-old Daniel Evans of Waukegan in Kenosha Circuit Court. Bond set at $1 million. He will return to court next week for his preliminary hearing. 22 felonies and a misdemeanor count. A Kenosha woman accused of stealing almost $38,000 from the Racine Starbucks while she was the manager of the store. 29-year-old Carlin Cook appearing in Racine County Court on a charge of theft in a business setting. She's accused of holding back several daily deposits between March and May of this year. She would reportedly put the deposit bags into her purse and then throw them away when she got home. Told investigators she used the money to pay down her student loans and other expenses. This week, the Racine Common Council supported a traffic commission report, which includes painting bike lanes along Erie Street, where the residents have been asking the city to do something to slow down traffic. Public Works Commissioner Mark Yellen explained what City Engineer John Rooney had told the panel weeks ago. Marking the bike lanes would create the visual image of a more narrow street.
Traffic engineering studies have shown that the sensation of a narrow street will naturally create drivers to drive slower. So that's the traffic calming nature of the addition of bike lanes.
Alderman Henry Perez wondered if bike lanes might not help on Ohio Street, where speeding vehicles have been his concern as well. That prompted Commissioner Yellen to point out that parts of that street are marked to allow four lanes of traffic. State Department of Transportation with a public involvement meeting today from 4 to 6 p.m. at Gilmore Middle School on Northwestern Avenue in Racine. It's on the proposed replacement of the Highway 38 bridge over the Root River, the work still 4 to 5 years off. Plans right now call for a wider bridge to accommodate added capacity at the new County Highway MM intersection. That's going to be moved a little bit further to the west of the current site with a multi-million dollar reconstruction of Highway MM. Tentative approval in Kenosha County given to a pair of state grants that the county will use to further develop KD Park. That's at the western Kenosha County boundary areas of Randall, Wheatland, and the village of Twin Lakes. The DNR's got a Knowles Nelson stewardship grant. There's also a recreational boating facilities grant. The total, more than $672,000. Supervisor Dennis Elverman telling his county board colleagues this week that in addition to adding more trailer parking and a boat launch, a new pier is going to be added, and he said that the funding will create a smaller parking area near the dam at Highway KD.
Which was a contentious parking area for the town of Wheatland when our people would park on the other side of the road. And so we will have a parking area near that dam now for people that can't get very far from their vehicle. And want to fish there.
It's a 50-50 match required of the county to get that grant funding. And later today, an honor flight will bring Corporal Donald Bear's remains from Hawaii to Mitchell Airport, led by Air Force Technical Sergeant Daniel Knotts, escorting his great-uncle to Racine and the Marsh Meredith Nachman Funeral Home's preparations for a November 11th service at the Westlawn Memorial Chapel. Army Corporal Donald Bear, born in Minnesota, March the 7th, 1930, winner of the Purple Heart and other honors, will then be with his father and older brother. His remains, just identified a few months back after having been among the unknown X-File soldiers, interred at Hawaii's National Memorial Cemetery of the Pacific. He went to Korea in June of 1950. 3 weeks later, Bear and the others in his company were declared missing in action after fierce fighting and then declared dead in 1953. WRJN.com. That's our webpage, and that's where we keep our newscast in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.